Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are jumping off the kitchen counter and heading straight into the world of functional nutrition.
Right.
We're taking a shortcut into a spice that has moved, I think, pretty decisively from just being about flavor to being on the wellness shelf. I'm talking about cinnamon. You hear it mentioned all the time in discussions around, you know, natural blood sugar management. Its popularity for metabolic support just seems to keep growing.
It really does. And we're diving into the sources you shared on exactly that functional nutrition and metabolic wellness. Because, you know, while everyone knows cinnamon as a delicious spice.
Sure, who doesn't?
Its role as a concentrated supplement is something that really needs a closer look. So our mission today is, well, it's a bit complex. We want to uncover how it's supposed to work, what the critical differences are between the types and forms out there, and what actually defines a high-quality supplement that gives you purity and consistency.
So we're really getting past the general health claims and digging into the science. We need to understand its role in, say, supporting blood sugar stability, insulin sensitivity, and just general metabolic balance. But with, you know, the technical depth it deserves.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's unpack the history a little bit first. Cinnamon isn't some modern trend that's just capitalizing on the natural wellness movement.
No, not at all.
It has a long, really established history in traditional Ayurvedic and Chinese herbal wellness. It's not just a nice flavor. It has centuries of use that suggest it does something more.
And what's so fascinating here is how modern metabolic research seems to be kind of isolating and confirming some of those traditional uses.
Wow, so.
Specifically, it's focusing on blood sugar regulation. We're not just talking about generalized antioxidants anymore. We're talking about a very targeted physiological mechanism.
Okay, so can you break that mechanism down for us? When people say cinnamon supports glucose metabolism, what's actually happening on like a cellular level?
Of course. So the key seems to be in the high concentration of specific polyphenols within the cinnamon bark. The research often points to a component called a methylhydroxycalcone polymer, or MHCP.
MHCP, got it.
And the idea is that these polyphenols may act as insulin mimetics.
Wait, insulin mimetics? That sounds pretty significant. Does that mean it acts like insulin, or does it just help insulin work a little better?
The latter, mostly. It's believed that MHCP can enhance insulin signaling. It might help activate the enzyme receptors that insulin needs to efficiently, you know, escort glucose out of the bloodstream and into your cells for energy.
Okay.
So for individuals whose cells might be a little less responsive to insulin, which is a pretty common issue in our modern dietary context, this support for increased sensitivity is really where the benefit lies.
So it's basically helping the door open wider and smoother for sugar to leave the blood. It's a tool for supporting cellular communication around glucose.
Precisely. And for a lot of people who are dealing with the metabolic stresses of a busy lifestyle where your diet fluctuates and you get those occasional blood sugar spikes, cinnamon becomes a go-to for some mild natural support. It's an assist.
But, and we always have to say this, it's just an assist. It can't override a poor diet or a sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the crucial context. Cinnamon is not a strong therapeutic agent. It's certainly not a replacement for medical care or for the foundations of healthy living. If you go into it thinking it's a silver bullet, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment.
Okay, here's where our deep dive really earns its name. Because if you go look in the spice aisle or even the supplement section, you just see cinnamon.
Right.
But the critical point our sources highlight is that not all cinnamon is created equal.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the source is vital. We really need to distinguish between the two main types and the different forms of supplements.
That distinction is just. It's paramount for both safety and for efficacy. The two most common types are Ceylon cinnamon, which you'll sometimes see called true cinnamon, and cassia cinnamon.
And cassia is the one that's much more common, right? The cheaper one in most grocery stores here in the U.S.
That's the one.
So if someone is taking a supplement every day, a pretty high dose, why does it matter so much which one they choose?
It all boils down to a naturally occurring compound called coumarin.
Coumarin.
Yeah. And cassia cinnamon contains significantly higher concentrations of coumarin than Ceylon does. While it's perfectly safe in the small amounts you'd use for cooking, high doses consumed consistently, especially from a supplement, can pose toxicity concerns.
What kind of concerns?
Particularly for liver health.
Wow. Okay. Can we quantify that difference? Like, how much higher is the coumarin content in cassia?
The difference can be pretty shocking, actually. High-quality Ceylon cinnamon might have coumarin levels as low as 0.004%.
That's tiny.
It is. But high coumarin varieties of cassia, they can contain 0.5% or even more. And when you think about regulatory bodies, like the European Food Safety Authority, they've set a tolerable daily intake for coumarin. Taking supplemental doses of high coumarin cassia every day can push you over that safety threshold very, very quickly.
So for anyone looking for daily, consistent metabolic support, choosing Celan becomes an essential safety measure. It's not about taste anymore. It's about genuine preventative health.
Exactly. Safety and consistent long-term use, that's what you prioritize by choosing Celan. But even after you choose a type, you have to think about the form of the supplement.
Right.
And you'll see three main categories on the market.
Okay, walk us through them. Why would one be better than another for metabolic goals?
Well, the simplest form is just bark powder. It's literally ground cinnamon bark put into a capsule.
What's the problem with that?
The challenge is variable potency. One capsule might have a great polyphenol content, but the next one from the same bottle could be weak, just depending on the harvest and the bark itself.
That inconsistency seems like a huge problem if the whole point of taking it for metabolic support is daily consistency.
It is. Which brings us to the superior option for this kind of targeted support. Standardized extracts.
Okay.
These products are processed to isolate and concentrate the active compounds, those polyphenols and cinnamaldehyde we talked about, to a very specific percentage. If a label says it's standardized to 20% polyphenols, you know exactly what dose of the key ingredient you're getting every time.
And that standardization is what actually links the product back to the specific research. It ensures the dose today is the same as the dose next month.
Precisely. It removes all the guesswork. And then the third form you'll see are combined formulas.
Which is when they mix it with other stuff.
Right. They'll pair cinnamon, ideally a standardized extract, with other ingredients known to support blood sugar. Things like chromium picolinate, berberine, or alpha-lipoic acid. The form you choose really just reflects how much predictable potency you're looking for.
Okay, let's talk brass tacks. So let's say the listener decides a standardized Celan extract is the way to go for that consistent support. What are the non-negotiables on the label? What defines high quality in what's become a very competitive market?
Quality really hinges on the integrity of the manufacturing process. It's all about assurance of purity and potency.
Give us the checklist.
Okay, first, beyond just stating the raw material, which should preferably be Celan look for verified potency, if it's standardized, that percentage of the active compound has to be clearly visible on the label.
And packing.
Second, transparency and sourcing. Where did the cinnamon come from? Reputable brands should be able to tell you where it was grown and processed.
You mentioned avoiding fillers earlier. What should we be watching out for in a supposedly clean formula?
Yeah, a clean formulation means no unnecessary processing aids, no artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, and also none of the common binders like magnesium stearate or titanium dioxide that offer zero nutritional value. But an even deeper quality concern is heavy metal testing. Because spices, especially burk, are grown in soil, testing for contaminants like lead, mercury, and cadmium is absolutely essential. A high-quality brand will commit to third-party testing for these and, ideally, make those results available.
So consistency goes beyond just the active ingredient. It means the product is consistently clean from one batch to the next. That sounds like a pretty big hurdle for the cheaper suppliers.
It's the main differentiator. Reputable brands commit to batch testing and quality control. This ensures that not only is the potency consistent in every capsule, but that it meets strict safety guidelines, that reliability is just. It's non-negotiable for metabolic support.
And finally, dosage. Since we know more isn't better, how should a quality label guide the user?
The label needs to feature moderate, safe dosage guidelines that are based on clinical relevance. Cinnamon doses usually range from about 250 milligrams to 500 milligrams of an extract. A quality supplement is going to stick to that range, ensuring safety without risking coumarin overload.
All right, so you've done the deep dive. You found a quality standardized Celan extract. How should you integrate this into a daily routine to actually, you know, see the kind of support we're talking about?
The most effective usage is daily and consistent, usually once or twice a day, and ideally taken with meals.
Why with meals?
To help buffer that post-meal glucose spike.
And what about the timeline for benefits? I mean, metabolic changes don't happen overnight.
That's such a critical point. Unlike something you feel immediately, this kind of support takes time. People are usually looking for better glucose balance, more stable energy during the day, and with consistent high-quality use, that goal of healthier glucose balance might take several weeks, maybe even a few months, to really become noticeable.
And since we know the research can sometimes be mixed, how should someone manage their expectations about how well a natural assist like this will work for them?
This is where we have to be super realistic. Cinnamon is a gentle assist. It's a piece of the puzzle, not the whole picture.
Right.
Results will vary widely because everyone's baseline metabolic health, their genetics, their diet, it's all unique. If you're only relying on cinnamon and not addressing diet and exercise, your results are, frankly, going to be negligible. It works best as an optimization tool when the fundamentals are already in place.
Okay, and circling back to the most serious caution, who should absolutely hit pause and talk to a doctor before even thinking about starting cinnamon supplements?
The crucial warning is for anyone with pre-existing conditions, especially diagnosed liver or kidney issues, because of that coumarin risk with cassia.
Even if the label says it's low coumarin.
Even then, it's worth being cautious. And definitely, anyone taking prescription medications that affect blood sugar like insulin or other diabetes drugs must consult their doctor.
Why is that so important?
Because cinnamon can potentially amplify the effects of those medications, which could risk hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, if it's not managed correctly. It is not something you just casually add to a complex medical regimen.
So we've mapped out the what, the why, and that really crucial distinction between Ceylan and cassia. And we've detailed the pretty stringent checklist you need for high-quality support. If you're exploring gentle blood sugar management, choosing carefully focusing on quality, standardization and the verified type, it really is paramount.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the choice between Ceylan and cassia kind of epitomizes the challenge of the supplement market.
How so?
A tiny, often overlooked detail about the origin and purity of a spice can have a surprisingly large implication for your personal safety and long-term metabolic health.
The choice between a standardized polyphenol concentration and just a simple ground bark powder changes everything about what you can expect.
It absolutely does. Since consistency is the absolute key for successful metabolic support, think about this. Consider not just what active compound a supplement gives you, but how rigorously and consistently that potency is delivered in every single dose. How does the concept of a standardized extract and third-party batch testing change how you view every common spice or herbal remedy in your kitchen cabinet? That focus on measurable purity, that's your food for thought. Until next time.